Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Oh, it's Molly. This is episode 55, So You Want a Code, part one.
Part one.
So this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. I'm Randy.
And I am Mikey.
And before we get started, we want to say happy birthday to Jill.
Jillian Smith, one of our listeners.
Yes, and Mikey's sister, big sister.
One of my favorite sisters. I won't say where she ranks because... I don't know. I don't know if any of my sisters are actually listening to this, so.
Paula listens. Therese listens sometimes, depending on how traumatic the episode is.
Got you.
I think Des also listens. A lot of your sisters listen.
Oh, yes. Well, they are all evenly ranked at the top. You know where you stand, Joe. My big sister.
Yeah, her birthday is July 24th, so it's a little early, but because we don't have an episode that falls on that day, or before that day. Anyway, you know what I mean.
My second favorite, Leo.
And, wait, we're missing a birthday.
No. It's the same person whose anniversary we're about to shout out.
And happy birthday, Faith, who was also born July 24th.
Oh, that's a good day.
Yeah, she's a new patron supporter, so we really appreciate you.
And also happy anniversary.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
She is. She has been together. She's with. Been with her husband 7 years.
Yes.
And married for one.
Yeah, her anniversary is July 21st. We are recording July 20th. So happy anniversary to you both.
They are both Patreon supporters.
Yeah, I mean, because you know, if it's your money, it's their money, you're together. It's y'all money. Thank you.
For your patronage.
Thank you for your patronage. All right, y'all, we're just going to get right into this episode. We're lying to you. There's a voicemail that our cousin left us.
But before we get to that voicemail, be sure to check out our website.
Yeah. Or you can also leave a voicemail at www.blackmillennialmarriage.com.
Okay.
You see how I did that?
I did.
We are now available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts.
Until one of them give us a bag.
Rate us. 5 stars. Y'all, we're almost at 200 ratings on iTunes.
We are.
Mostly 5 stars.
And for a little couple from like...
Atlanta.
Nowhere, Atlanta.
And they're living in a bat cave. That's a big deal.
It is. We appreciate it.
Because y'all, we started off nowhere else but here. So thank you. 5 stars only, please, when you do rate us. And if you don't like us, go ahead and do that. You may also like those other podcasts.
Because other podcasts are okay.
Yes. But don't mess up our rating. Follow us on social media. Where are you on Instagram, babe?
On Instagram, we are Black Millennial Marriage.
And on Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
@_the_Chapmans.
Leave us a voicemail, y'all, at 770-750-4098.
That's 770-750-4098. And we may play it at the beginning of an episode, like we're about to do for this one.
Just like this one. All right, y'all. We hope you enjoy.
Hey, fam. It's Nicole. I haven't called y'all and left you a voicemail recently, but I do text you like crazy. So I want to give you some feedback. I am all caught up. I took a couple of weeks to fall back so I can binge you for 2 or 3 episodes. I want to say that I absolutely love the guy from Savannah. He makes me want to upgrade my Patreon. You mentioned earlier where people can't find your phone number and email, and they follow you on IG. If you hit contact, both of those will come up. I wanted to say that y'all are dope and I love you. It took me about 3 different times to listen to the vulnerability episode. lotteries here and there. But I have decided, after listening to the family dinner episode, that I cannot commit to a man that Mikey doesn't approve. So I have decided that he is my golden standard, and if my cousin don't like you, we can't get down. I love you guys so much. I'm looking forward to the game night. I am planning for this cruise next year. And I also think that a speed date night would be cool, too, because a single folks trying to find something genuine out here in the streets. So love you both. Love my baby Drew, my gorgeous, beautiful baby cousin who named after a dope black man. Groot, the biggest puppy I've ever known. And, of course, you and well, Randy and Mikey. Love you. Y'all do great. Continue to do dopeness. Bye.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
I've been a father since I was a toddler. And we're back.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you for the feedback, Monica.
Oh my God.
You're about to start.
I was. Monica, I love you. You know I love you.
And you know I love you too, but I can't say to the depths of which, because I'm married.
Anyway, thank you for your feedback.
I wonder what prompted her to be like, I have to approve before.
I know. I can't remember when she texted us. She said that maybe it's just because I don't know.
But like, what specifically? Well, you know, from the episode?
Monica's not the only family member to say that. Like, a lot of our other family members are like, Mikey has to like the dude because I think you're authentic. This is me speaking. I'm not sure.
If ooh, hype me up.
I think you're authentic. Yes. You also can call bullshit because you've been a bullshitter.
Uh-huh.
You do bullshit. And
wait, what?
I think that you
mean
can...
I've done bullshit?
Sure. And I think that wow. You... I think you're a good judge of character.
Okay.
Which is why there are some guys no one's asked you about. Because
there are a lot that
know.
No one's asked me about. And
a
those
lot of
relationships
things,
don't usually go very well.
But that's neither here nor there.
Got you.
Because...
But it is here and there.
Anyway, I think that's what she means.
Okay.
Like you're healthy person, generally. You're in a marriage you want to be in.
Well, I would never approve anybody for her.
I know people like, how does Randy sit there? Y'all, since I was 15. I'm just so used to it. Is that inappropriate?
I just
don't care.
Because you know I want you.
And because... Because
you don't want me.
And because Monica's crazy. Like, I love you, cousin.
But I love her crazy.
Babe. You know we're teasing you. We love you.
Love
thank you so
Monica.
Much for your voicemail. Everybody else call in. It's just gonna be Monica and Nikki.
We appreciate.
Which we appreciate.
Because both of y'all are funny.
And we look forward to y'all voicemails. Just like, oh my God, we got another one. Okay, so this is episode 55 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. So mm-hmm. You Wanna Code Part 1. So we broke this up in two parts because Part 1 is before the new job. Part 2 will be after he obtains the new job. This was Mikey's idea.
Yes.
So I don't want nobody to be like...
This time we're going
to
throw a part 1 out there.
And we're going to have
actually follow up with the part 2.
Unlike the relationship stories.
Well, there'll be a part 2 in October.
So this episode is brought to you by Audible, y'all. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/BMM and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/BMM to get started today. If you need some book recommendations, you know I got you, y'all. Some of my favorite books are on Audible. Half of Yellow Sun by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, The Sympathizer by Viet Thanh Nguyen, and Homegoing by Yaa Jossie. These are all books that give me chills, like even still talking about it, and they're all on Audible. But again, you don't have to download these selections. Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, and entertainers. So, to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/BMM. Again, that's audibletrial.com/BMM for your free audiobook. All right, so.
Good work, babe. That was good.
Thank you.
That was solid.
You did not update this.
Nope, but it's okay because we're going to read.
So,
because we're professionals.
Y'all know in this episode, we're going to talk about Mikey's decision to do this quoting program. We've talked largely about like why he like went into this in the It's a Notice episode. I think that's episode 37. But we're going to talk about mainly like the reviews of the program, the commitment. Do we think it was worth it? just our overall thoughts on it, because we've gotten a lot of questions about, hey, what do you think about this coding program? And now that it's done, do you think it was worth it? And would you recommend this? And I really want to do it, but I'm not sure. And so we decided to just do an episode about it to answer all y'all questions.
And we'll see how this goes.
Lump sum. And yeah, maybe you won't want to do this crazy shit after you hear what we got to say. Anyway, after we get into that, y'all know we have the fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
It's my fight or flight.
It is.
And we're going to end with some PDA, and we will not forget.
And after we finish with the PDA, we're going to go make love.
Oh, that's what we're doing? Because Mikey's been on a non-sex intimacy strike.
That's not true.
Non-sex intimacy strike.
That's not true. Randy believes that I'm on some type of imaginary
strike. He's on a strike. And how it's can because I be on a strike we haven't had sex.
If I'm just not here.
He's on strike. And so I have to have sex to get this back rub I really want. So
I didn't know you wanted a back rub.
It's in the bowl that you ain't picked from because you're
that's
on strike.
That's not the thing that we picked.
There's another.
Well, first we had to do the things that we were supposed to do. Go ahead.
Anyway, but before all that, you know that we have a love story.
A love story.
Y'all, it's so weird. We're doing this episode and Drew is not here.
So we can actually get through with it without yelling in the background,
and stopping
which is
and
different.
Going. And I know y'all love Drew and you know we love her too, but this is weird.
It's a little different.
It's weird. But all right, baby, it's your love story that you've been holding on to for weeks and you've really been wanting to do
because
this.
Because I have like 12. I found some really good ones that I really liked. And yeah.
Okay.
Taking it back today, y'all. This love story comes from Humans in New York.
Oh my God.
Yes. All right. So here's the story behind this.
Okay.
I was going through my Instagram feed. Mm-hmm. And I don't really look at like the people I follow stuff. I more so look at the explore page. And I saw a picture of this dude, mm-hmm. and he just looked like somebody that was super familiar.
Okay.
He looked really familiar to me and I couldn't figure out why.
Okay.
But I read the story. I clicked on the picture and it was like Humans in New York. Completely random. Mm. I don't even follow Humans in New York.
You don't?
I don't. Huh. But like, yeah.
Okay.
Popped up. So here was the story. It's him and he's standing with a picture that he's holding in his hand.
Okay.
I was watching the girls, dance class one night when I noticed one girl in particular. Beautiful, slim, big afro. She didn't wear much makeup. She was a natural beauty. But when she noticed me looking at her, she did that face thing. She scrunched up her face like, don't be looking at me. But that was the one I wanted. Back in the 70s, if you had good words you could say to a woman, that was known as your rap. But I was shy. I had no rap. But I said, fuck it. And I asked to be introduced to her. We dated for 6 months. I took her to the movies and parties, but I never made it official. One day, my friend Douglas warned me that she was getting impatient. So I finally asked her to go steady. This is back when they used to ask
they
each
use
other
words, go steady.
To go steady. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But she said, too late, I'm taken. She said she was already dating the lead singer of a band. I swear she did it just to get a rise out of me.
It's always a lead singer of a band.
I don't know why. The guitar player. See, I couldn't have been a girl. I'd have been a hoe. Anyway, she had me begging her. She had me begging her. I'd drive by her house. I'd get her girlfriends to put in a good word for me. I'd go to all the same parties just to get one slow dance.
That sounds like a stalker.
And whisper into her ear.
There's a Netflix series about this. Isn't it called You?
No.
Sorry, go ahead.
This is why I can't stand you. I finally convinced her.
Uh-huh.
Last Thursday was our 39th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
I know.
That's so sweet.
See what happens when you chase these hoes?
Mikey.
Sometimes you get what you work for.
Why are you hitting the sofa?
Because like you chased me. This one. I've met this guy before.
Have you?
I don't remember. I think it was one of the museums.
Okay.
It's probably Brooklyn Museum, something.
Okay.
But he looked so familiar. And it was nice to read that story. I liked it because, first of all, numbers like 39 mm-hmm. are ignorant.
Okay.
That's a commitment.
That's, they got kids. How?
Probably.
How?
Well, it started with her fucking with him.
And I don't think it sounded like that.
You know, sometimes
like,
he took a risk.
He did. He took multiple. Stalking her.
I don't think it was stalking. See, back then, it was called flattery.
Oh.
Because girls used to do stuff to be chased.
Used
like, that was the thing.
Stuff
yeah, it's like, ooh, I'm going
to
act like I'm not into him.
Please stop drinking.
But I am into it. Baby, this is a thing.
Oh, okay.
Did you not know this was a thing?
I did.
This was still a thing when we were kids.
Okay.
You didn't do it. But yes, girls would be like, ooh, I'm going to play hard to get. That's sort of like that.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't have those friends. All my friends were.
You did.
Sleeping around.
They were sleeping around, but they were still playing hard to get with the guys they didn't sleep with yet.
Oh, that's a nice spin, I guess.
That's exactly what they were doing. Okay. Anyway, beautiful story.
It is. So what made you pick this one?
Because, man, 40 years is not a game. It's not.
It's not.
And the way he told the story, it's very obvious that he was still in love.
Yeah.
And that's
he remembers so much detail. That's what y'all do. Y'all that's remember like the like. Details. Of, yeah. I was like, how you did it. How you landed.
Like, I remember being so shocked. You know how sometimes with a water fountain, like, the motor will turn off or will, like, go on, like, turn on at a certain point to, like, cool the water. Mm-hmm. I remember after you told me, like, it was silent in that hallway.
It was.
And then out of nowhere, the damn fan.
He was saying after I told him I was in love with him.
Yes. There was nothing. You could hear a pin drop. And then out of nowhere, this motor just kicked in. I was like, what the fuck?
And Mike was like, really? I'll never forget that.
I love you. I'll never forget it.
Really? Yes, nigga. I've been trying to tell you for damn weeks, months. Anyway.
Thank you.
Maybe I like the story.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see an oldie from you. Humans of New York. All right, y'all. So, we did have, before we get started, Ty responded on our Instagram picture from the family dinner episode that we pronounced Doritos wrong.
Now, we pronounced what wrong?
The drink.
What drink? You talking about Doritos?
No, it's not. So, Ty, if you're listening, you probably are. Let me tell you something. Mikey introduced this drink to me. I had never even touched it.
First of all, until we Doritos are fire.
And he pronounced it like that. And so I never thought to think that this was wrong, even though I know that he is known for exaggerating words and pronouncing them wrong. So we sound real uneducated.
I'm from Scottsdale. We mispronounce stuff on purpose. I know how to pronounce it.
You never told me.
I just assumed you knew.
No!
It's Spanish.
Mikey.
J's are H's.
I know that.
So...
Mikey.
But I'm going to call it.
So this is what that, like, we talked about this. This blind trust, this loyalty that
I didn't
Leo's
know that you was out here just thinking
because
that
he
it
got
was...
on me about this. Because I used to go through some stuff with people. Like, I used to believe crazy stuff with people I loved and trusted.
Now you don't believe me at all, but you still believe other people crazy stuff.
That's not.
I'm messing with you.
You're not.
I am.
Are you?
I am. Look, who's you talking to Ty? Look,
yes.
It's Doritos.
It's Doritos.
It's Quesadillas. Fajitas.
Mikey. This is why nobody listening in Mexico. We don't have no listeners.
We don't have hola.
Mikey.
To all future. I'm sorry. Hola.
Mike. Y'all, he knows. Playing. They're South American, okay? There is some Spanish there. And I need for you.
Portuguese is like a common language.
But it's not. Portuguese and Spanish are two different languages.
It's. They.
I know. They are cousins.
There's overlap. Yes. But yes. Good times.
So. Okay.
I hear you, Ty. I will pronounce it
right.
Doritos.
And in my defense, I never knew. I took him by his word because he introduced this drink to me in Savannah,
anyway,
which is what we got the ticket for.
We're going to get some more Doritos later. Okay.
So you the ready? Main topic, y'all,
yes.
We call this The Strain because this program is over, ended officially. His graduation was June 27th.
Woo.
Mikey had a showcase July 10th. So that's when he.
We'll get into that.
Yeah. So he had a showcase July 10th, but the program ended June 27th, and it was really, really awfully hard. And so we are going to get into, Mikey's going to say whether he thinks it was worth it. We got an email that we're going to read that we just got, and he's going to give some feedback. We're just going to get into it because a lot of people have asked.
All right. So what does this email say?
Okay. So the email person did not give us permission to say their name. So I'm just going to read it. He says, new listener, and I love this podcast. I really respect the transparency that you all bring to the podcast. My wife and I definitely relate to everything that you all are going through and have went through. And the more episodes I listen to, the more hope and faith is instilled into us to keep the faith and hang in there. I myself have been trying to get into the IT field. I always felt bad because it's something I should have done years ago. But I believe God is the God of restoration. I was in school for cybersecurity, but could not finish due to other financial obligations that set me back. On the Issa Notice episode, Mikey mentioned Prescolas. When I looked at the website, I felt something that said, this is it. I told my wife about it and she was concerned because I would have to leave my job as well to do this program. But I reassured her that this will open a door for a better opportunity for us. Also, for the fact that I live in North Carolina, I would have to save up and find someone to stay for the duration of the program. I have not applied yet, but I'm nervous just thinking about it. Somewhat scared, to be honest. I would like to know more about your journey in Prescolas, if you don't mind sharing. I truly feel this is the opportunity I've been looking for. Congrats on finishing, brother. Very excited for the doors that will open for you and your family. Peace, y'all. Then he did the Leonardo DiCaprio Jiv from Great Gatsby.
Hey.
And yeah, so.
Couple of things. Thank you for reaching out.
Yes.
It's really nice to hear from some of our male listeners.
It is.
And because of that, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. the attitude that you have is the exact same one I presented to Randy. Taking a chance on myself for the betterment of our family. Mm-hmm. It was just very important to me. My career path was very defined, was already defined from what it was. I've been in education and in nonprofit for the longest. There's a cap.
Right.
There's a place where it stops and you know what that is. He mentioned that he was into cybersecurity at one point.
Yes.
That is one of the highest paying jobs in IT, and they numbers is a little different.
Yeah, they get paid for real.
Like for real. So if that's something that you are interested in, obviously I think that you should pursue that. As far as this program goes, Prescalis is in multiple cities. I don't know if they have an office in North Carolina.
But there were
some people in my program who did come from other states and moved here just to do this.
Question, just for clarification. Mm-hmm. Is it Prescalis or Prescalis? And they say it was...
They switched it up on me.
They switched between y'all.
One time they got on me in interviews. It's Prescalis. And then later somebody said Prescalis. I was like, I quit. Let's go with Scalis.
Scalis.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. The program is extremely difficult. It is a time commitment. You will have to quit your job.
Yeah.
And that's where one of the number one challenges come in. That was one of the number one challenges of the program.
So do you think that...
Yes, question.
So he's asking, basically, he's scared. Right? I mean, like, it's a big commitment. His wife is worried that he's going to have to leave his job, and we're telling you right now you're going to.
Yep.
There was no way Mikey could have kept the job that he was at as a behavioral specialist and done this. There's absolutely no way.
Reason for that being, the number one thing is the time commitment. Prescalis.
What are we agreeing on?
Prescalis. Is a 5-week program. At the end of the 5 weeks, you receive a scholarship that pays for like $15,000 for another coding program.
Mm-hmm.
For General Assembly. It's called CodeBridge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's immersive class where you learn everything about software engineering.
Right.
You touch on everything. You can never learn everything. But the first 5 weeks, the rules were you have to be there from 8 to 5.
Yes.
You could only miss 3 days. You can only miss 2 days. You miss 3 days, you're out.
Right.
Get 3 tardies equals an absence.
Right.
And they were very strict about that.
Yes.
A lot of people dropped off by week 2.
Yes.
Because it is strict. It's very straightforward. It's a weeding out process.
Right.
They want to know who's serious about it. There's a reason why I made it to the end. I was very committed from day one. I did not give myself any options. It was what it was. If I was going to do this, I'd go 100%, and I did. But in doing so, you're committing to being in class from 8 to 5. There is homework every night.
Yeah.
There's a project every week. Drew was born on week 3.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was really, really awful. Okay. Mm-hmm. Why was that really hard?
Because it was literally the middle. The middle of the damn program.
Middle of the first 5 weeks.
And it was the only homework assignment I ever missed. You have to maintain a certain GPA in order to get your scholarship for the other program.
Right.
And the stuff was, it was challenging. It was basically touching on HTML, JavaScript, and CSS, which is all the basic parts of making a website.
Right.
And if you had a mind for that and you can keep up with the pace of the class, then you'd be prepared for the pace of the 12-week course, which was more difficult, which is why some people did not make it through. Looking back, the first 5 weeks was probably the easiest part.
Okay.
As far as like stuff we learned. The instructors for Prescalis were great.
Mm-hmm.
They are. But that time commitment is your number one challenge, because on top of the 8 to 5, you also have homework. There's about 3 hours outside of class that you have to spend doing work. I didn't really have that luxury. So if I didn't get it during the day, I wasn't going to get it at all.
Right.
Because not working during the day means working at night.
And Mike had to go to bed early to wake up at the crack of ass.
To do homework.
Because there was no way it was getting done after class. And mainly because he was also driving Lyft. Because you can't work, but you can work part time. And we all know that we are in the basement and back cave. There was no money.
Nope.
And
we were recording too.
During this whole time.
Yeah.
So we also still having the podcast.
So if you can like save, which originally was our plan, the program was actually supposed to start in April.
In April, yes.
Drew was supposed to be born in February.
Yes. Supposed.
I was going to have a month to like be with my family, save up an additional like 2 checks.
Yeah.
or three actually from my job, which would have like floated us for a lot longer.
Yeah.
Because we had just moved in December.
Yes.
But what happened instead was we move in December. As soon as we move, I get an email saying, hey, program's going to start in February.
February 19th.
Now, Drew's supposed to be born
February 28th.
That don't happen. Drew comes March 2nd.
It was a...
Tell God your plans, right?
Tell anybody our plans. And they will surely throw a wrench. From a wife's perspective, the first 5 weeks, Mikey put 5 week hell. It was really hard.
It was
I was in my third trimester. I don't know if you have kids. From the email, like, I don't... It doesn't seem like it. I would not get pregnant during this program.
Oh, no. Save all children for afterwards.
Like 10 years later, you know, get the job.
Or get pregnant during the program.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Knock her up. Maybe. 2019.
Still maybe not, thing. Because then if you do have to move, pregnancy by yourself is not easy.
But this is, that's assuming that you want kids.
Assuming. Yeah. So from the wife's perspective, 5 weeks was really hard, especially because Drew was born halfway through the first 5 weeks. There were consequences for Mikey missing because he refused to leave the hospital. He would not leave. No. And I had a very long labor, which there was some guilt about, but nobody can do anything about that. But
no,
he was really tired. My mom stayed with us for some time, then my sister, because he couldn't be here. He literally was not here. Like, I don't know how else to say that. Like,
the thing about the class was that it was a lot of reading material. It was reading heavy. Again, I hadn't touched on a website since like the days of MySpace. Those were the that was the last time I like really played around with websites.
Right.
Every day I came home or a class would finish and we learned a lot. I could literally feel my brain throbbing.
Yeah.
Like I felt space being made.
It's like a new language.
It is a new language. Multiple new languages.
It's the Matrix.
And since, you know, I've gained like a really useful skill and I know a lot, or I'm at least more prepared to figure things out. But those first 5 weeks are a challenge.
Okay.
For those reasons. Those are the rules of the program. Just very strict on time. They also have a professional development component. So they, you know, they express being, you know, one, like helping you find job placement after.
Okay.
But during those 5 weeks, we received help from a friend who gave us a loan at a certain point to help us out. If you can take out a loan so that you can actually focus on class during that time, I would absolutely recommend it.
Because there was no way y'all, the first 5 weeks of the program, Mikey didn't drive and we lived off that loan.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and even if we didn't have the loan, we would have had to find some loan because it was impossible.
Impossible.
So when I didn't mention the driving, he didn't start driving till the General Assembly started, which was the 5 weeks after.
I don't know when it was. Maybe it was the end of week one. We realized that it was impossible.
It wasn't going to happen. Y'all.
It couldn't.
It could not happen. He could not drive and do that homework, get it in by time. Because then you have to get it in by a certain time. So it's not just homework. You got to get it in before the... It was really a lot.
Essentially, taking out a loan to do this program, because they're paying for everything.
Right.
As far as your education goes. But you have to pay for everything as far as your bills go.
Right.
If you have that time, worry-free, stress-free, to really just focus on work, and like you don't have bills hovering over you, then you're good. You will make enough money to pay that back.
Eventually.
Immediately, you'd be perfectly fine
once you land a job.
Yes, I think it's worth it, or it will be when I. But yes,
so so we really stressed the time, the financial commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So the 10 weeks. It was a 17-week program. So the 12
after
weeks,
the 5 weeks, there's a 12-week program.
Of General Assembly.
Well, a little bit about the first 5 weeks. Again, there were three projects. The first project, we're taught to make a promotional website.
Mm-hmm.
You learn everything from the bottom up about how to make a website from scratch.
Right.
The second project was a 3-page website. And the final project was a 7-page website. And there are other requirements that you need to put in. It's not just like a basic page. You have to, we created animations, slideshows from scratch using nothing but code.
No plugins.
No plugins. I made a very beautiful website based off of a made up podcast. And this is something
really
that I don't mind at all sharing with the listeners. But those three projects were just difficult. They were very difficult. And it's learning how to use tools that I've never used before.
Right. And from scratch, I think we should also stress that, like, Mike, they give you a computer. So they gave him a
Mac. Yes, they did give me a laptop.
And they weren't allowed to use, like, everything is code. So you open Mikey's computer, it's all like dollar symbols and it's like the Matrix. Like, you don't know where shit is. You gotta like,
it literally is.
You have to like press control. It's weird. It's all code because that's what they want you to learn how to use this stuff. So that's also something you should keep in mind.
Yeah. They focus on teaching a developer's mindset, which is needed. So I do all of the work on my laptop through my terminal. So instead of using like a GUI, again, you learn all these shit, like these lingos and stuff from like doing the class. It really did help me dive into my inner nerd. But instead of right clicking on your mouse and putting new folder, like I literally go in and type commands to create a folder.
Right.
And I can actually do that faster now than you can right click and create a new folder.
Right.
And this is just like skills that you learn as you go and things that are necessary for like later down the line in development. Overall, I do think that the first 5 weeks definitely prepared me
for assembly.
The world of how this works.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And a lot of people say that they wish that they would have done
Prescolas
or any type of 5 week course that would have given you a heads up about how this goes. I like Prescolas because of how they handled us and the amount of information they gave us. And we really did go into that 12-week course looking better than other people. And we lasted because we were more prepared.
Right. So Prescolas started off with how many people?
It was close to 30. It was like 25.
And like ended with how many?
Shit.
Wasn't it like 9?
12?
12.
It was 12 of us. Oh, man, the crew.
So a lot of people dropped off, y'all, is what we're stressing. And in terms of home life, we'll get into home life later. So
essentially, it's a really big commitment.
Yeah.
And they talk about this over and over. We're going to give you the money to invest in your life, but you have to actually put in the time to do it.
Right.
It's not going to be easy. At all.
Yeah.
But if you, like myself, I made the decision because I knew where my life was at. Like, this is what I need to do. This is what I want to do. And it just makes sense. Making this bet on myself. If you are not committed 100%, then do not waste your time. If you're not going to be able to see it through or be able to push yourself in the way that you need to when you're learning a new language and shit keep hitting the fan and it's just very difficult, then don't do it. Don't do it. I'm a stubborn ass.
He also didn't have a choice, y'all.
I don't. I didn't have a choice, and I'm stubborn.
We had to leave his job. We had a new baby. There was nothing else.
Except drugs.
Which, you know.
Randy wouldn't let me sell.
And also, y'all.
Or my body.
The money part also, I mean, from what your wife is saying, and if you're thinking about it, we've been loaned money. Like, we started Patreon around this time, and that, you know, that's cute. Love Patreon. But it wasn't enough. I'm serious. Okay. Like, no, I'm grateful, but like, it wasn't enough for.
No, not at all.
Cover all the bills. You know, it definitely helped.
I would recommend. I don't know if you have a rent, a mortgage. Luckily, our rent is cheap and our bills
consist of our car note, our car insurance.
And insurance, things of that nature, and, you know, credit card bills. I would recommend $10,000 to start for the program. Pay up your rent in advance, pay up your bigger bills. And if you have some part-time work you can do on the side, do that. But $10,000 for a $15,000 investment for a career that starts around $60,000, $70,000, it's kind of a no-brainer to me.
But it was a lot because, again, it's still a loan. So we owe these people, right?
Yep. Period. And Daddy is determined to pay them back as soon as I can.
So the 11 weeks. So now that we're in the 11 weeks, so the next 12 weeks.
So yes, once you make it through the first five, then you are given a scholarship for the 12-week program. Yes. Again, I recommend doing that 5-week program with Prescolas if this is something that you want to get into and you're the Atlanta area thinking about this. It's also in New York.
It's all over.
And a couple other cities, we'll put the link. I know that those were like major ones.
Mm-hmm.
The 11-week program was with General Assembly.
12.
12 weeks, sorry. This program consists of teaching you how to develop apps from front to back. And during this program, you find out if you want to be a front end, back end, or full stack developer, which means you do everything, including front and back end. I am considered a full stack developer because I have not only experience in front and back end, but I was good at front and back end.
Right.
Back end is basically creating the logic for your programming, writing functions that'll make something do something later. Your front end is what you visually see.
Right.
Is the easiest way of describing it. The stuff that you interact with on the website, making it look pretty, things like that. I like all of it. So I would be full stack. Some people just prefer the front.
You do have a preference.
I do have a, I don't have a preference. I'm fine with either. Back end pays more. Full stack is great. Front end is easier. If I had to pick, I'd like front, but most people like front.
Right, because it's easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
So doing this, they taught us how to use a lot of different programs. We learned a lot of different languages. The first week of the 12-week program was literally all of the information from the last 5 weeks that we just did. So again, there were people who started in this 12-week program that never did the first 5 weeks.
Right.
And so they're looking to the left and the right, looking at us. We know exactly what we're doing. And they're like lost. And the instructor is teaching like, you know, like, okay, now everybody's good up until this point. Like, you should all have this. This is easy stuff. And to us, it is easy, but we just spent 5 weeks learning it.
Right.
Naturally, three people dropped off. My class started with 30. So this new class for the 12-week program was with 30 people. It was a mix of us, Perscala students, and other people.
And by the end of it, how many were there?
Of the Perscala's people, I think we started with, what did I say, 12?
You said 25. We started with 25.
Yes. That made it to the end was 9. I call us the Divine 9. Really, it was about 7. I don't know where the last two went.
What was the hardest part about, let's start with the best part. What was the best part about the program? Not Perscala's, the other part, General Assembly.
The best part about General Assembly, to me, was I got to tie in some of my creative ideas with like these new technologies.
Okay.
I was exposed to a whole bunch of shit.
Okay.
They talk about this process as like, it's a learning process where you're basically drinking from a fire hose, mm-hmm. right? It's a lot coming at you. You might actually get some in your mouth. I don't know. But for the most part, some stuff will just go past you.
Right.
This is all, it's difficult stuff. It's challenging. But once you grasp how to learn the concepts, then you're good moving forward. No one is expecting you to be perfect or know everything. They were really kind in that aspect and made sure that they kept drilling that part home. Like, you're not going to learn everything. The problem is that we're wired when we like take a class and when we're getting our education or learn a certain way that we need to know stuff. Like, it's like a memorize, repeat,
right?
Share, you know, stuff like that. And I've been in education for so long. That's literally all it is.
Right.
You learn a concept, you memorize it, you regurgitate it for a test. With this, you can memorize something one moment and that shit is obsolete in a month.
Right.
So there's no point. But knowing how things work and knowing when this new thing shows up, how it's going to be incorporated in something you were doing before or something new you might get into is useful.
Okay. What did...
And the staff. The staff was the best. Like, not just the instructional, the front desk staff, frontline staff. They were very helpful.
Okay.
Answer me this. How long have you had that mattress? Because it's looking even lumpier than my lockdown love handles. And while those might be more cuddly, a lumpy mattress is doing nothing for your comfort levels or your sleep. So whatever body you're rocking, put it on a Nectar mattress. And right now you can save over $500 on any queen or king bundle. That includes a Nectar mattress, foundation, mattress protector, cooling pillows, and sheet set, as well as our 365-night home trial and a forever warranty. Go to NectarSleep.com/save500 and get hugged.
Yeah.
What was the hardest part about General Assembly?
The pace of the class.
Okay.
It's too fast.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep up half the time. I had to have a lot of talks with myself, a lot of walks with myself and other classmates where I just really had to convince myself to like push through, make it to the end, get my paper, get the information as best as I can, figure it out later. Some stuff was just going at such a fast pace. Like, some stuff just went over my head. But on project week, when we're forced to work on this project to incorporate those things we've been learning, I got time. You go back, you figure some things out. Some stuff I didn't learn, like really understand, until after I presented the project.
Right.
It just was what it was.
So what type of project did you do in General Assembly?
So one of the first things we created was a game. We had to create a game from scratch. Options were Hangman, Simon Says, Connect Four, or Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
First thought, Jeopardy. Really easy game. You have to create the logic behind it, the back end, which is functions that'll make a card flip around, that can display questions, that can keep score. It gets involved. It's a lot, but it was simple and you can hardwire all of it.
So what did you end up doing?
Connect Four.
Which was the hardest one.
I didn't read that.
It was in the fine print. It was like, hey,
when you scroll down the page, you get there and it says it. It does say it in parentheses.
It's the hardest game.
If you want a challenge, try Connect Four. I didn't read none of that. I just saw the words Connect Four and I love Connect Four. So I was like, okay, I'll just do that. And this is one of this was like my baptism into web development. A lot of what you learn is how to make things work.
Right.
It can look pretty. You'll figure it out later, but it needs to work. I created a whole backend logic for Connect Four from scratch as my first project as a developer.
And we actually played Connect Four.
Yes. And it was the dumbest thing I ever did. Dumbest thing I ever did.
Looking it doesn't back, look like it's that hard, but it was like, it was a rough week and a half in this house with him dealing with this game. It was really rough.
I was like, oh shit, this is how I'm going to get kicked out of the program.
Drew was 2 months old.
Mind you, the rules for this, for the 12-week course is everything is either pass or fail. And you have to maintain over 80% in order to stay in the class.
Or you get kicked out.
On top of the attendance rules from before. So mm-hmm. it's kind of a 3 strikes you're out thing still, except that's over the course of 12 weeks now instead of 5. So naturally people didn't make it because of that. But also you have to pass all of your projects. If you fail one, they give you a chance to make it up, but that is it.
So it was really strict, essentially, y'all. And there was a lot of stress around surrounding that. Mm-hmm. On top of the fact that now Mikey has started back driving Lyft.
Yes.
Because now that time has opened up a little bit more. It's a little bit more forgiving because there's 12 weeks instead of just 5. Mm-hmm. And so he had time to drive a little. We still needed money, though. And so that's where that loan, more loans came in.
All the loans.
And it was necessarily not more so us asking people like, hey, we see y'all. You look hungry. let me cash app you some money. And we were still doing the podcast this whole time, mm-hmm. as y'all know.
And I was out here looking rough.
It was,
I was looking rough for the last 6 months.
Really hard. As somebody who watched you do it and was like living it with you, in terms of, because if you're with somebody who wants to do this program, and we've had some people reach out and like, hey, my boyfriend or my fiance is also doing this or doing something like it. Mm-hmm. It's from like a relationship point of view, marriage point of view, I think it put a strain on us.
Yep. Because it takes a lot. I'm used to doing a lot of manual labor jobs, right? I've been working since I was a kid. I'm West Indian, usually multiple jobs all at once. Doing just this was so strenuous that some days I could not function. Randy mentioned before that there were some days where, like, in my sleep, I would talk
cold.
I don't deny it. I completely
you
believe
can't,
that
because
happened.
When I told you what you said, you're like, oh, that is.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way in hell that you know what that is if I didn't say that in my sleep, because we ain't talked about it.
Right.
Which was just weird. But after a while, the shit starts to haunt you. Like, it really is. You have to, it's a rewiring of your brain. I'm used to, like, my body can take punishment. Like, I can do stuff. But, like, my brain was worn out.
It was a lot, y'all.
I was so exhausted.
And we had a baby, as y'all know. We had a newborn.
Did have a baby.
By the time the program was over, Drew was 3 months. And Jesus Christ. It was a very long 3 months. Though, from a relationship standpoint, it mm-hmm. hurt. It hurt. Mm-hmm. But I was so proud of you. And it was a commitment we made. We knew it would be hard. That's what everybody kept stressing in the interview. People who had done this program before you. People who had recommended this program for you. Especially Drew's godfather. Mm-hmm. Who's in coding. He's in tech. Had suggested this program to you. And we were desperate. You were desperate. And so I think that desperation is also really key to commit to fulfilling this program, like committing to it. You have to be desperate, because there's no other reason anyone would put themselves through this unless you have a genuine passion for coding and just mm-hmm. have been looking for the outlet.
But there were some people in the class like that. Like, they have been doing this, but they needed more so the professional development or the actual connections, because you do get that.
Yeah.
Which is useful. And Prescalis' whole thing is like, if you're going to do this, the point of this is to get a job. So if you're just here to play around, don't come here.
Right.
Like, if you're trying to work right afterwards, then you should come. And that was the goal, was to work.
And so do you think overall that it was worth it?
Overall, I think that Prescalis was worth it. I'll let y'all know in part two if I think this was worth it after I get a job.
Okay. But because you have done this program, where have you applied?
So, I have applied for positions at Google, Delta, Coca-Cola, Home Depot. I'm about to submit one to SurveyMonkey. There's another organization that I won't say because I don't want to jinx it. And I think this may be where I end up, thanks to a very good friend of mine. I actually applied to be a teacher assistant for the program after graduating, because they do accept people to come back and like help teach now.
Right.
Where else? There's no place I can apply.
Right. So that's one of the big things. Yeah. Like, Mike is really, like, we read these qualifications and he's done programs in JavaScript and Python and React and Node.
That's cute that you know these words. Thank you
that I know these words.
That was sexy.
Thanks.
Yes. Thank you.
I've been listening. I've been like watching you.
But another thing that I think is important to mention, the skills that I gained over the first 5 weeks were enough for me to start a business.
Right.
It's just that I don't have time to set it up right now. Nope. And if I did, I would have. And I promise you, we could be fine. But essentially, I know enough now to where I could, at the very least, redesign people's websites and build websites and sell websites.
That's why ours about to get this update.
Yes. And if even if that's just something that you're into,
then yeah,
you can make $80,000 a year doing just website design.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Your own prices. You have your own unique templates and things that I plan on designing. Eventually, I will be putting myself out there. But you learn enough to actually go out and be like, hey, let me redesign your website, which is something that I actually did with the last app that I created.
So you're waiting to say whether you think the whole program was worth it, but you definitely believe that Prescott.
I got skills.
No, you do.
Definitely. Yeah, like it gave me skills to do stuff.
Yeah.
And it's skills that people are looking for.
Like he can do, so your showcase.
Yes.
That's on the list. The showcase, what was that?
At the end of the 12-week course, it all culminates into this really big showcase where they have employers come in and look at some of the work that you're doing. Recruiters that come in, try to hire people for jobs.
Right.
Contract. See if you're any good, if they like what they see. They give you cards, connect with people on LinkedIn, and your portfolio for the showcase is something that you have built over the course of the 12 weeks. So the projects that you've developed, anything that you've created, can be shown to somebody. And I love talking to people. So this worked out great for me. Essentially, they had some people come in from a lot of different companies. Found out one of the guys or two of the people that was there, like the president of something, but they were acting like they weren't important. He was like, oh, no, I just work at this random place.
Right.
He was like the CEO. And they come and they just want to like check out the talent. So a lot of people were drawn to the websites that I actually made in the first 5 weeks.
As opposed to the
like
website.
They were like, oh no, it's cool you built a whole app, but like show me this website that you made.
Right.
Because I made a really creative website.
He did.
And I was irritated. I ain't gonna lie. At first I was like, yo, you cannot tell me that this is what drew y'all. Because I was stressed.
I mean, people are about the visual, Mike.
I was so stressed before it started. But they really love the animations that I created. Mm-hmm. And
it's a good website.
How my website works. And like, just, they were into it. I was like, this ain't real. This is a fake podcast that I made up. And I have a lot of like images that I put together. I put a lot of time into like the design of this. I was just trying to make something different, but I didn't think that it was like this thing. But during this course, I learned that like, if it's something that you're passionate about, it can easily be tied into technology in some kind of way. I love video games. So I made up a website based off of a podcast that talks about video games. I love motorcycles, and sports. So I made an app for motorcycle enthusiasts and athletes. So
there is something there.
There's something there. There's something for everyone here. If you got into this, you develop stuff for writers specifically. Like, oh, yeah, no, I know how writers could benefit off of this. A new note-taking app or things like that. Like, you learn these skills that are useful.
Yeah, but I'm not committed, which is why I didn't do it. I couldn't do it.
She's not.
I'm not.
I don't know. Maybe later. Because there were a lot of people whose, like, boyfriends or husbands had, like, convinced them to, like, take this class.
Watching you did not convince me. I was like, I was just pretty sure that this was not what I wanted to do in my life.
Really? What if you had me to like coach you through it?
Nope. I have no desire. I have none. I think it's okay that you're the only one with this skill, like in this way, because I can do website stuff. You know, I did ours, but I can't code. I can do some CSS, but you know that. But that's about it.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
For all that you have done, this has been great.
Thank you. So, y'all, I don't know.
Do you think we covered everything?
I think we did. If there are any questions y'all had, we probably should have put that out there. But a lot of questions we did get was, would you recommend it? You said...
I would recommend, if you're going to do it, that you definitely take, like, a pre-course. And if there's any information that anybody wants, I will send you I'll send you a list of websites that we used, pre-course work that we did, to just kind of put you ahead of people. Games, activities that you can play to kind of wrap your mind around certain concepts. I would have no problem sending that information out.
And as a husband, because he is married, mm-hmm. his email, and a lot of people are in relationships who've reached out to us.
I'm going
to
be honest with you. The strength of your relationship will be tested.
Tested.
There were people who did break up during.
Really? Because, yeah. Oh, boyfriends.
Yeah. Like, they were like, you know, you don't spend time with me. Was like, well, like, nigga, you knew what it was. Like, this is a full-time thing.
It's more
not
than
just
full-time.
A 9-to-5. Yeah. But like, I have it to where, like, I have to, or the way our life was set up, I just had to compartmentalize. Like, yeah. I was like, I can only do it between these times, right? But I don't know, if we didn't have a child then things would be different. Like, Randy would obviously, like, it'd be different to have the freedom to, like, do more.
Yeah.
But it requires a lot. There are meetups on Thursdays. I ain't go to now one. Just cause I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But that's like part of it. You meet people, you network, you grow from there, you apply, you get your, like, it's a lot. It gets really involved. And if you're not willing to 100% commit to that, then I would not recommend it. Because it will start clashes. And you honestly, if you're going to participate in something like this, you don't have time to argue with your partner.
You don't. Which is why we did it.
No, Randy was really supportive.
I don't
supportive.
Think we didn't.
Even with how hard
better,
it was for you.
I just knew, like you said, I think our foundation was strong.
And you just knew that I had to.
And I was really, like, and then y'all, at some point you are too tired to argue. Like, there's no point in arguing with Mike if he gonna fall asleep. There's no point. If I'm like, we're sitting on the sofa 1 second, we're awake, I blink, he passed out. You know, Drew playing.
I felt bad. It happened three times. Three times it happened that I remember. Where, like, one moment we was engaged.
And the next moment he's...
And the next moment I can't breathe. And I wake up,
I'm
jolted.
I'm just like, you know what?
And all the lights off.
I'm going to take the baby. And I'm just going to go. Because, but yeah, I am proud of you, Mike. This was, y'all, I don't even know how long this is because I'm not looking at the meter. But hopefully I found this valuable. People have asked us. It was, to me, it sounds very technical, especially if you're not into coding. But yeah, this is what it was. And a lot of people have asked about it, and I mean, I don't know what else to say, is that it's really hard. I wish I could say I enjoyed it. I'm serious. Like, I wish, I don't know if I have anything very positive to say about it.
You also are a brand new mother yeah, during this process. Obviously, I think your opinion of it or your view of it changes if you weren't pregnant at this time.
Yeah. I also, but I mean, but it is impressive. Like, Mike, I'm a learner. That's one of my strength skills, like, mm-hmm. I did enjoy watching you learn this new stuff and make these websites, and it's really impressive. Like, they really do teach. I feel like, from an outsider, as an outsider who doesn't know anything about this type of stuff, that they really did teach y'all. And it's very nice to know that when you do apply to jobs, you actually qualify
and
for
you
these
have
software
things to show.
Engineering jobs, and you have a portfolio,
which is
like
important.
A real portfolio. Yeah. It's not like a, you know, y'all, when you got to spruce up the resume, spruce up the cover letter, like, everything you've written, everything that's on your resume is real.
Yep.
But, and I do think that it's worth it, even, and I know you're going to find a job. Like, it's just, we know this, right?
Yeah,
right,
it's now a matter of time thing.
It's a matter of time and pay, you know? Because you could be at something for 50.
You could leave, so after graduating this class, you could immediately jump into something for $50,000, $40,000. Like, it's immediate. And you won't have any problem doing it. The thing is, that's not what I signed up for.
We ain't do this for 50.
Nah.
And
there's no shade to anybody out there.
That's
with
doing
any,
it
like,
for 50.
But that's just not it. And the things that I've been able to figure out and learn and that I can display, I have potential for more. So I'm going to shoot for more.
God and it's
willing,
out there.
What's meant for me is going to come.
It will.
Just trying my best to be patient. Going to continue to drive. If that's what I got to do, make sure we're straight, and that's what I'm going to do.
And Mikey's also started doing scooters this year in Atlanta.
Yeah, I charge scooters too now.
And deliver them and drop them off.
God help me.
It's really difficult over here in these streets. But I do have faith in you, and yeah. So in terms of like the job pairing part, mm-hmm. and lastly before we close out to the fight or flight or the engagement, what do you think?
As far
like,
as
how
the-
was that? What is that process of them like?
Well, I really thought it would be more hands-on. Truth be told, I haven't heard from anyone since graduation about things, but I haven't reached out to them like, hey, my resume is ready and all these things are ready, so what's the next steps? Why? I think that they may be waiting on me to do that. I think because my portfolio isn't... I'm building my own personal website.
Right.
And I want that to be complete before I start pitching that. But I do have enough now to put myself out there, which I need to do. So I actually plan to reach out on Monday. Like, hey, I ain't heard from y'all, but I've been searching. Want to know if y'all heard anything back. Here's an update. Because it is about communication, ultimately. And as the one who is doing the job seeking, I'm going to have to do some of the work. Or most of the work.
But you have applied.
Yes.
Just not through them.
No.
When we say them, we mean Prescalis.
Yes. General Assembly also helps with job placement. And it's a lot more involved.
You've gotten a lot of help from them.
Yeah. Well, they do a lot of work on the back end, making sure that all of your stuff is correct and trying to like reach out to people. But that is a time commitment and I got to drive. and I got to drop off.
So, so the time commitment is hard when you don't have any money, which is why I recommend a loan, either moving out somewhere, live with somebody. So when you mention in the email having to move, that's another expense. So
yeah, there was someone in my class who staying in Airbnb, and he will be until next month. Like, he gave himself until like 2 months after the program to find something.
Okay.
And if he finds something, then he'll stay. But if not, then he'll move back to, I think, North Carolina. And there was another girl in my class. She was staying with someone else in my class for a while. But a lot of people have like chosen Airbnbs. Another girl I told you about, she just got another Airbnb in North Atlanta.
Okay. I know you're talking. Yes.
And she's like still searching and finding something. Someone else came down here from Brooklyn and like my old neighborhood. Like, he here.
Yeah.
He here dropping off scooters like me.
Yeah, until y'all hear back.
And so it is difficult. It is a challenge. It is a grind. Anything you can do to make it easy on yourself,
Do that. So it's between y'all, this listener who emailed about what you're going to do.
Like, but you're going to have to commit out there to interested, it, yeah. Again, working in nonprofit, my potential max salary was going to be somewhere around 60.
Right.
Unless I became an executive director of a nonprofit.
Right.
But the starting salary for web developers, junior web developers, is around 65. The average salary is about 75. That's like if you don't know nothing.
Right.
Like the basic of basic. People are coming out of camp.
You at these jobs.
They will. As long as you can show them you know something, they'll take you from there. There are jobs, obviously, that offer more. And if you can work your way into those, then you would do that. My happy number, my magic number is 86.
Mm-hmm.
If God, hears this, love 91. 91 is like, don't give me any more than that. That's my max.
Why?
Because then I think that you expect more of me than I'm capable of doing.
Mikey, we take it. You're just going to have to do more. You're just going to have to do it. But yeah, so that's that, y'all. So for engagement, if you're thinking about this program, let us know. If you've done something like this and you have tips or just thoughts about it, let us know and we'll like read it.
Yeah. Also, if you're interested, Google the game Lightbot. That's LIGHTBOT and play it. If you can make it to level 2 and you're still interested, then you might have a mind for web development.
Yeah, because so that was part of their interview.
Yeah.
They had to play that game. Okay, I only made it to, what level I make it to?
I don't think you made it to level 2.
I didn't.
I think you made it like 1.6.
I was like, you know what?
Cause that, no, but this that ain't one, my calling. It did get hard.
Ain't my calling. You can take your computer back. I don't want to play Lightbot no more.
It was cute.
Y'all, it took me like 20 minutes to do one level, and in the interview, all they had was 20 minutes to do the whole thing.
Yeah, and I like flew through it. I was mad because she like called me to the back. I was like, but I'm still trying to like play. Yeah. It's like, well, you made it to a certain point before you were supposed to. So, right. Hey.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Randy.
You're welcome. Again, we hope y'all found that valuable. Mainly this episode is mainly for people who have been thinking about this. Again, we have gotten a lot of emails and DMs and things about it. So hopefully this answers your questions. If not, please send in questions for us, for Mikey. Mm-hmm. If you want like the actual did it commitment part and the relationship part, also we got you.
Yes.
It was a lot.
It is a lot. It's not over.
It is a lot.
Still a process. So that's why this is part one.
Yeah. And part two will happen after the employment.
Uh-huh. After we have a blowout with like drugs and alcohol. It's going to be great.
All right. So before we get into our fight or flight, we do have a plug. What's the plug, babe?
Well, one of the reasons why this struggle hasn't broken us is because of our family over on Patreon.
Yes.
The Black Millionaires Patreon features additional content like Randy's blog post about being a wife, mom, woman, and writer, Mikey's daddy journals, additional mini episodes and bonus episodes, early access to what's going on with our family, and more. If this sounds like something you might be into, you can join for as little as $3 a month. Check us out on patreon.com/blackmillionairemarriage. If you can't commit to a monthly membership and you just don't got it like that, that's cool. You could still love on us and help us and send us Amazon gift cards.
Or rate us, or like someone mentioned getting a Cash App. Y'all, is that ghetto? It's like a Cash
Not
App.
Not
that
ass. We need an answer. Like, would you really? I ain't gonna lie, because Joe Budden podcast did this like last year.
They have
year.
A Cash App?
They all was like, we see that, like, people was doing that, like, for their birthdays and stuff. They jokingly was like, all right, we're gonna put it out there and see. And people sent them stuff.
Okay. I mean, listen.
But also, you know, people sent requests.
Right. So maybe not a cash out.
It's a catch 22.
Oh, Lord. Well, they got it. Y'all know we ain't got it. Anybody gonna ask us? You send a request if you want. Like, do whatever your heart like desires. So that if y'all 10,000. Are into that, like if y'all don't think that's too like ghetto, then let us know and then we will make a cash app for the podcast.
But again, that's patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. Or email us any gift cards or anything that you may want to send at blackmillmare@gmail.com. That's blackmillmare@gmail.com. Boom.
All right. So fight or flight.
What's up? I'm ready. I'm ready to be fought.
Babe, I've been thinking and I don't know.
No, it's okay. Fight me.
I know.
I've been taking hits for the last 6 months.
Jesus.
And I'm ready.
Okay, so my fight.
All right.
I feel like you've been on strike. And you think I'm joking, but I'm not. And I just feel like, so y'all know we're doing this intimacy challenge.
Uh-huh.
We lasted like 7 consecutive days.
So far, it's still going.
It's still going.
It's in progress. And but I don't think we're doing
Mikey
that.
Mikey went on a strike. A non-sex intimacy strike because we have not done anything that we pulled from our bowl in like a week. We also haven't had sex. And
also this particular week, I have literally been on the road all day, every day.
Yeah. Because we called this credit card to try to move this payment and they was like, make it
they
work.
They said no. They said make it work.
It's not funny.
Yeah, and if y'all wondering, I need my money on time. Like, I think she clapped at me.
Mikey.
She said, what you not about to do?
And
is not pay me.
So like when I got laid off and things, my mom had this credit card. She was like, here, live off this. And we did. Because we have nothing else, y'all. I mean, I don't even know how to say it. I don't know what to say. But my mom, she said she'd be getting texts. And they've been like, hey, remember your bills is due your bills. And she feel like it's gone up more because you called them and was like, I need an extension. But anyway, I feel like you've been on strike. And my feelings are hurt. You say you ain't been, but conveniently, I got my post this today because, you know, you're also about to get some. And I feel like it's lining up.
Why do you think that was that you actually got it today?
Because we're together.
We weren't, though. I was finally able to clean the whole house or the living room, bathroom, kitchen, dining room, like so that we actually have a clean space. And I look up and I still realize, oh, I still need to do this. The only reason why our intimacy challenge hasn't moved forward is because both of the things on the post-it are something I have to do. But I haven't been home all week.
Wait, so wait, that thing for you was you had to do it? I thought I was responsible.
I was supposed to do the post-its and we were supposed to come together for the sip and paint. But we ain't do it. Instead, we did a sip and pod. And so that's what we accomplished today.
Fine.
And the post-its.
I just felt like you were on strike. I was like, oh.
I physically wasn't here to do anything. Yeah, Mikey hasn't been here.
I know,
so
babe. I'm not really, really fighting you. And that's why, honestly, it was difficult to find a fight because you haven't been around, to be quite honest.
That's sad. That's a sad realization.
I'm not trying to hurt your feelings.
No, it's not you. Life.
Yeah. Like, you really haven't been around. I know we've been saying, like, oh, Mikey's out. But, like, Mikey's really been out.
And I miss you guys and my wife.
And, like, when Drew sees him, she's all bashful. But like when he calls and I put him on speaker, she like tries to eat the phone, but she forgets to speak. And so I'm usually like choreographed. I'm like telling him what she's doing because she's excited to hear his voice.
It makes me happy.
And I can't record her because, you know, the phone doesn't let you record and call. Anyway, it's so cute. So at least she still remembers you, you know.
At least.
No, babe, I'm playing.
No, I get it. So that's that's my fight.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I haven't been a very present husband and father, so I haven't been able to give you the presence that you want.
Well, I forgive you.
Thank you so much.
That is the first and last time that will ever happen.
Huh.
In a fight or flight.
Yay.
Okay, babe. PDA.
PDA.
It's your first.
All right. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. This is gonna be the shortest PDA I'll ever heard. Starting now. I gotta go. Me and Randy are about to have sex.
What is this?
It's nice to have some time with you. Let's get away from these microphones. I love you.
I love you. Well, my PDA, thank you for cleaning.
You're welcome. And maybe I should have went second.
And let's go take a shower and go have sex. All right. Love y'all. Thank you again for listening. Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Bye. Peace. Clean. If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it. You dig it. I dig it. I dig it. I dig it. You dig it.
I dug it with good soil. I hope you love it. I love it. I got no upper, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what's so fierce. I'm sipping Tylenol.